USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Department of Homeland Security says despite tweets by President Trump, it won't be sending immigrants to be detained in sanctuary cities. The president said places like California keep asking for migrants to be allowed in.
We'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply. And let's see if they're so happy.
The president reportedly told an official at Homeland Security that if he closes the southern border, he would grant him a pardon if challenged. The president also said that the U.S. government will hold a massive auction later this year to bolster 5G service.
It will transform the way our citizens work, learn, communicate, and travel. It'll make American farms more productive, American manufacturing more competitive.
There was a security scare at the White House on Friday. A man in a wheelchair set his jacket on fire. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Five former major champions share the lead at the midway point of the Masters. Tiger Woods is just under the lead. He says conditions are great at Augusta.
It's not the normal, you know, Augusta National when the balls repel. They're holding. And with it being so hot, the ball's flying forever, so, you know, it's nice to, we're hitting, you know, short irons and into a lot of the holes because of it. You know, if it got cooler from the same distance, it would be a totally different deal, but with it being so warm, ball's flying forever.
Fisher-Price is recalling about 5 million rock-and-play sleepers. Anne-Marie Burkle of the U.S. Product Safety Commission says,
this is a product that's been in the market since 2009. And since then, approximately 30 infants have died in the rock-and-play sleeper.
The deaths occurred after the infants rolled over on their stomachs or sides while unrestrained. Some of them died of suffocation. The sleepers are padded cradles that vibrate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Vice President Mike Pence says his boss is not a fan of WikiLeaks. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Vice President Mike Pence slams Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder who was arrested at the Ecuadorian embassy and in an interview with CNN denied that President Trump's previously professed support of WikiLeaks was any endorsement of Assange.
The president always, as you and the media do, always welcomes information, but that was in no way an endorsement. We now understand was involved in disseminating classified information by the United States of America.
The vice president says the Justice Department is now seeking extradition and we're going to bring Julian Assange to justice for being involved in one of the greatest compromises of classified information in American history. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has accused both Russia and China of using their economic projects in Latin America to spread disorder. John Clemens reports.
Speaking in Chile, Mr. Pompeo said, both China and Russia are showing up at your doorstep. But once they enter the house, we know they will use traps as they disregard the rules as they spread disorder in your home.
The problem, though, is when China does business in places like Latin America, it often injects corrosive capital into the economic bloodstream, giving life to corruption and eroding good governance.
Mr. Pompeo said you should also know the U.S. will stand behind you. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.